Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Saying this means the topic of Prema Vilas Vivarta. Ramananda Roy began to sing a song he had composed, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of the ecstasy of love of Godhead, immediately covered Ramananda's mouth with his own hand. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. It's quite a lengthy purport. The topics that are about to be discussed between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy cannot be understood by a materialistic poet, nor by intelligence or material perception. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that the spiritual mellow can be realized only when one is situated on the transcendental platform beyond the material stage of goodness. That platform is called Vasuddha Sattva, Sattvam Vasuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Realization of the Vasuddha Sattva platform is beyond the pale of the material world, and it is not perceived by bodily senses or mental speculation. Our identification with the gross body and subtle mind is different from spiritual understanding. Since the intelligence or mind are material, the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are beyond their perception. Savopadi vinayamuktam tat paratvayena niyamalam. When we are free from all material designations and our senses are completely purified by the bhakti process, we can understand the sense activities of the Absolute Truth, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchite. The spiritual senses are beyond the material senses. A materialist can think of only of the negation of material variety. He cannot understand spiritual variety. He thinks that spiritual variety simply contradicts material variety and is a negation or void. But such conceptions cannot even reach the precincts of spiritual realization. The wonderful activities of the gross body and subtle mind are always imperfect. They are below the degree of spiritual understanding and are ephemeral. The spiritual mellow is eternally wonderful and is described as Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta, that is, complete, perfectly pure, and eternally liberated from all material conceptions. When we are unable to fulfill our material desires, there is certainly sorrow and confusion. This may be described as vivarta. But in spiritual life, there is no sorrow, inebriety, or imperfection. Srila Ramananda Roy was expert in realizing the spiritual activities of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and Ramananda's spiritual experience was placed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he inquired whether the Lord approved his realization of spiritual truth. There are three books prominent in this connection. One was written by Bhaktadas Baul and is called Vivarta Vilas. Another was compiled by Jagadananda Pandit and is called Prema Vivarta. Sri Ramananda Roy's book is called Prema Vilas Vivarta. The Vivarta Vilas by Bhaktadas Baul is completely different from the other two books. Sometimes a university student or professor tries to study these transcendental literatures and attempts to put forth a critical analysis from the mundane view, with an end of receiving degrees like a PhD. Such realization is certainly different from that of Ramananda Roy. If one actually wants to take a PhD degree from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be approved by Ramananda Roy, he must first become free from all material designations. Savapadi vinayamuktam tat paratvayena niyamalam. A person who identifies with his material body cannot understand these talks between Sri Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Man-made religious scriptures and transcendental philosophical talks are quite different. Indeed, there is a gulf of difference between the two. This subject matter has been diligently described by Sriman Madhvacharya. Since material philosophers are situated in the material conception of life, they are unable to realize spiritual prema vilas vivarta. They cannot accommodate an elephant upon a dish. Similarly, mundane speculators cannot capture the spiritual elephant within their limited conception. It is just like a frog trying to measure the Atlantic Ocean by imagining it so many times larger than his well. Materialistic philosophers and sahajiyas cannot understand the talks between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concerning the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. The only tendency of the impersonalists or the Prakriti sahajiyas is to face the platform of impersonalism. They cannot understand spiritual variegatedness. Consequently, when Ramananda Roy attempted to sing his own verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him by covering his mouth with his own hand. But now, there are verses composed by Ramananda Roy in this regard. Alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us brought about by an exchange of glances. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually grown, and there is no limit to it. Now that attachment has become a natural sequence between ourselves. It is not that it is due to Krishna, the enjoyer, nor is it due to me, for I am the enjoyed. It is not like that. This attachment was made possible by mutual meeting. This mutual exchange of attraction is known as Manobhava or Cupid. Krishna's mind and my mind have merged together. Now, during this time of separation, it is very difficult to explain these loving affairs. My dear friend, though Krishna may have forgotten all these things, you can understand and bring this message to him. But during our first meeting, there was no messenger between us, nor did I request anyone to see him. Indeed, Cupid's five arrows were our via media. Now, during this separation, that attraction has increased to another ecstatic state. My dear friend, please act as a messenger on my behalf, because if one is in love with a beautiful person, this is the consequence. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. These verses were originally composed and sung by Ramananda Roy himself. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests that during the time of conjugal enjoyment, the attachment might be compared to Cupid himself. However, during the period of separation, Cupid becomes a messenger of highly elevated love. This is called prema vilas vivarta. When there is separation, conjugal enjoyment itself acts like a messenger, and that messenger was addressed by Srimati Radharani as a friend. The essence of this transaction is that transcendental loving affairs are as relishable during separation as during conjugal enjoyment. When Srimati Radharani was fully absorbed in love of Krishna, she mistook a black tamal tree for Krishna and embraced it. Such a mistake is called prema vilas bhavarta. Ramananda Roy continues, O my Lord, you live in the forest of Govanant Hill, and like the king of elephants, you are expert in the art of conjugal love. O master of the universe, your heart and Srimati Radharani's heart are just like shellac and are now melted in your spiritual perspiration. Therefore, one can no longer distinguish between you and Srimati Radharani. Now you have mixed your newly invoked affection, which is like vermilion, with your melted hearts, and for the benefit of the whole world, you have painted both your hearts red, within the great palace of the universe. This verse Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, quoted by Ramananda Roy, is included in Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjananalamani. Next. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed these verses recited by Sri Ramananda Roy, saying, "This is the limit of the goal of human life. Only by your mercy have I come to understand it conclusively." The goal of life cannot be achieved unless one practices the process. "Now, being merciful upon me, please explain that means by which this goal can be attained." Ramananda Roy replied, "I do not know what I am saying, but you have made me speak what I have spoken, be it good or bad. I am simply repeating that message. Within these three worlds, who is so undisturbed that he can remain steady as you manipulate your different energies? Actually, you are speaking through my mouth, and at the same time, you are listening. This is very mysterious. Anyway, kindly hear the explanation of the process by which the goal can be obtained." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport, and we shall read some of it. Srila Sanatana Goswami has advised us to hear about Krishna from a Vaishnava. He has explicitly forbidden us to hear from an Avaishnava. Avaishnava mukhad girnam putam hari kitam ritam savanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chistam yatapaya. Thus, quoting from Padma Purana, Srila Sanatana Goswami warns that one should not hear anything about Krishna from an Avaishnava, however great a mundane scholar he may be. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by an Avaishnava are also poisonous. However, because a Vaishnava is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his talks are spiritually potent. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.10, the Supreme Lord says, "Tesham satate yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yena mam upiyantite." To those who are constantly devoted to worshipping me with love, Krishna says, "I give the understanding by which they can come to me." When a pure Vaishnava speaks, he speaks perfectly. How is this? His speech is managed by Krishna himself from within the heart. Sri Ramananda Roy accepts this benediction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he admits that whatever he was speaking was not derived from his own intelligence. Rather, everything was coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we shall end here, although there's another paragraph or so in Srila Prabhupada's purport. And Krishna willing, soon we shall hear about the means that Ramananda Roy will speak, inspired directly by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to attain the highest goal, the goal of life, the purpose of life. And we should do this quite soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.